We'll start again from the Samach and Beis on the bottom of the page, from the question that was asked. Five lines from the bottom. Quickly go through it. Ibailu, we have a question. Pesach sheshochtu b'shar yemeis hashana. If you took a korban Pesach and you shechted it throughout the year, then we consider it. We say that it's a shlamim. It's all right. Is b'shinu baili mao? What happens? You changed the owner. You had in mind the wrong owner. What's a din then? Do we say shinu baylim kishinu kodesh dami? Just like it's supposed to be a carbon pesach, if you change the name to shlamim, it's effective and it works the rest of the year. So the same thing shinu baylim. Since shinu baylim also apostles on pesach, if you had the wrong owner in mind, so if the rest of the year shinu baylim, it's just will be kosher or loy or not. Omar Papa said, "Papa, I'm written the Shmaita Kamei Rava. I said over the sugi before Rava, and I also added Hoyel v'Shinu Kodesh Paisel Bizmani. Since Shinu Kodesh, if he had the wrong carbon in mind, it passels if he did it on Pesach. On Pesach, if instead of a Pesach you thought it was a Shlamim, it's passel. V'Shinu Bailim Paisel Bizmani. So too on Pesach, if he had in mind the wrong owners, it's passel. Is Ma Shinu Kodesh, just like Shinu Kodesh, She Paisel Bizmani." And which is no good on Pesach, yet machshir lachas money after Pesach, it is valid if you change it. That shows that you have the ability to change the, from even though Pesach is so strong that if you have the wrong name and the wrong thing in mind during Pesach, it's possible. Yet after Pesach, you can still cancel the Pesach and turn it to shlamim. So av shine baylim, same thing shine baylim. Shepoisel bezmani, it renders the carbon no good bezmani. Machshir lachas money, it makes it kosher after this man. Vamali said, no, you can't compare the two. A shinu kodesh is much more effective and much stronger than a shinu bailim. And therefore, if you change the kodesh, the carbon, maybe you can change the carbon and make it kosher after Pesach. Changing the bailim does not have that capacity to change the carbon after Pesach to make it kosher. Why should it be different? I'll show you a number of differences. Im amri b'shinu kodesh, so much stricter, why? She came psula b'gufa, the psula of kodesh is in the goof itself. Now, what are you saying? That the animal itself, instead of being a Pesach, is a shlamis. It affects the animal. Number one. Number two, v'yeshne baba avodas, all four avodas, if you have in mind the wrong carbon, whether it's the shechting, whether it's the spraying the blood, the carrying, and the transporting or the accepting the blood, all of them, it passes it. Mashain kein el zosiba, shine bailim, it doesn't. Shine bailim only works by zrika, v'yeshne, or by shechita, v'yeshne la'achamisa. Or also it applies after death, that even after the person died, the din is that the state has to give the carbon. If you had in mind the wrong carbon, the state still has to produce another carbon. Mashenkin will soon see, if you have in mind the wrong owner, it doesn't matter. The guy's dead anyway. So it doesn't matter if you have in mind the wrong owner. And the yeshne b'tzibur kibayachid, the same psul applies to a carbon tzibur. If you have the wrong carbon in mind, you bring a carbon tum and you have in mind the carbon shlamim, it's possible. Which is just like by yachid. Take that tema and contrast that with shini bailim, having the wrong owners in mind. Number one, the psul b'gufo, it doesn't in any way affect the animal itself. The owner of the animal, you had the wrong name, but it doesn't affect the animal, number one. Number two, the ene ba'ba avodas, it doesn't apply to all four avodas, it only applies to zrika. And when you spray with the most important part, and ve'ene la'achamisa, once the guy is dead, even though the state has to bring the carbon, if you have in mind the wrong person, it doesn't matter, because anyway, this person is not attached to the carbon. Just an obligation on the state to discharge this obligation. And number four, ve'ene kib tzibur yochid. By a tzibur, you can't have the wrong people in mind, because the tzibur is a whole community. How can you have the wrong people in mind? The only way is to have in mind goyim. But goyim, since they have no shaykhis to the carbon, you cannot have them in mind. Then the Gemara says, even though Avagav, if you want to argue with me, you can argue the point. You're right. The Tarti Lav Davke, two of these differences I made are not really correct. They're not accurate. But Tarti Mi Davke, two of these are sufficient. Because they are different, that therefore Shini Kodesh is much more effective. It's able to turn the animal into kosher the rest of the year. Shini Bailam is not that strong, and therefore it's not able to make the animal kosher the rest of the year. Which two are accurate? Which two are inaccurate? Here are the inaccurate ones. The Maishna Shini Bailam. What's wrong with Shini Bailam? Do I have it? Shini Bailim is not a psul in the goof, right? You say it's not going to affect the animal itself. Masha Enke Shini Kodesh. Think for a second. Shini Kodesh affects the animal. How? It's one thing if you during the, you know, if you shechted it and you did something wrong, but if you change a name, if you're changing the name of the animal, it doesn't affect the animal. Nothing happened to the animal. It's an external thing that relates back to the animal. Same just like the owner. The psul in machshava b'almu is only a machshava. Is Shinu Kodesh? Not Mitzvah Moshe Rabbeinu. What do you think Shinu Kodesh is? Also, it's only a thought. It's a thought that you had. Nothing to do with the animal itself. So that really, that difference, that distinction we made between Shinu Bailim and Kodesh is not really correct. Number two, this is the other difference we made. Hodama Shinu Bailim Ein Lach Mitzvah. We said that Shinu Bailim, after the guy's dead, doesn't really matter if you have the wrong owners in mind. He's dead anyway. Not everyone agrees to that, because Rav Pinchas Ba'ebreya de Rav Ami, at least according to Rav Pinchas, the son of Rav Ami, he says, yes, Shinu Bailim Lach Mitzvah, that even after somebody dies, we have the wrong Bailim in mind, the state has to bring another carbon. So two of them, they're the same. Ma'yikal Mem, what are you going to say? But at least two other points that we said about Tzibur, those other two points are 100% correct, and therefore Shinu Kodesh is much more effective, and that's why after Pesach he could turn into a Shlom, make a kosher. Saying Shinu Bailim is not that strong, can't transform the animal. Elamar Rav says Rav, Pesach sheshochtu b'shayim ha'yishan ha'karm, Pesach yishechtu the rest of the year b'shinu bailim. If you changed it, you had a mind shlam, it's good. But if you had a mind just different owners, nasami kishe ein lois bailim is mani puzzle. It's no different than had you done it on Pesach with the wrong bailim, and it remains puzzle. It's not strong enough, this din of shinu bailim, to transform the animal into another kind of animal together and should be kosher. That resolves the question we initially had. Says the Mishnah, Shachtu, what happens? You shechted the carbon, shaloyla oichlav. You had in mind people who are not able to consume, they have no teeth, for example, the sick or elders. Ushaloy limnuyav. You're supposed to nominate people, as we're supposed to see from where we learned it from, and you didn't, you included people that you didn't have them in mind, that they were not part of the carbon. Le'areilim, people who are not shaykh to eat, they partake the carbon because they're areilim, they have no bris. Ulatmei, people who are tamei, and the Torah says that tamei are not allowed to have a carbon. Puzzle, all these cases are puzzle. What about if la'oichlov u'shaloy la'oichlov? What about if he had a mind, let's say 10 people in the carbon, 5 of them are able to consume and 5 of them are not able to consume? L'menuyev u'shaloy l'menuyev, you had a mind, some people that you nominated and certain people you didn't nominate. Or l'mayilim l'areilim, some people were circumcised and you also included some areilim as well. Latmeim or Lathedim, he had in mind some people tell me, some people tell you. In all these cases, kosher. And as Rashi explained before, even though the Gemara later sees something else, Rashi says before, the reason is, since since even if you had one person in mind that's suitable for the carbon, then they had to already shech the carbon for him, therefore it doesn't matter that you had also some people in mind that were not suitable for the carbon. Kosher. Rashi in the bottom of the page, Mishnah, if you have a few people that are shaykh to eat, if it's no longer possible, come if I don't have time, I'll explain why. Says him, what have I did?
So this stool that he only has at the shkita, right?
Yeah.
And then theoretically, after shkita, he comes there and he asks the shaykh, what's the status of this carbon?
After he finished the carbon.
So he finished the carbon. So maybe he had the thoughts in his rika also.
Who cares? You can't affect them. We'll soon see if during Shechita you had affect other thing, what happens. But it doesn't matter, because as Rashi explained before, the main purpose of a Karban Pesach is Achila. And therefore the main activity is Shechita. All other Karbanas, the main purpose is Kapara. So the main activity is Rika. Karban Pesach, the main activity is eating. And that's everything happens during the eating, during the Shechting, which enables you to eat.
Why should that be an issue? Didn't we say earlier that you could just move around from Karban to Karban if you didn't want to eat the discrete?
Till you Shecht.
Yeah.
Once you shecht, that's it. Says Mishavite, Shachatu Kedim Chatzais, if you shechted before midday, puzzle. Because Shanema, the Tate clearly says, Beino Abayim. It has to be between the sun begins to set and the sun ends the setting. Okay, so let's say it's afternoon, but remember we learned the current pace was brought, an hour and a half later or so. Shachatu Kedim Latamid, if you shechted before the Tamid, that's kosher. It says twice ben abayim, Erev ben abayim by Korn Pesach, and says only one ben abayim by Tamid, so you have to have the Korn Pesach afterwards, but b'deyevet, it's all right. But b'vad, we want that you should spray the blood of the Pesach, or pour the blood of the Pesach after the Tamid. So how do you keep the blood liquid? So b'vad, you shouldn't congeal. You should have somebody that's stirring the blood all the time to keep it liquid until after you spray the Tamid. But however, even that, if you sprayed before the Tamid, is also kosher. Rashi Marit, but Domish La Yikrash shouldn't congeal Kadesh, roller Zika should be suitable to spray. The Im Nizrik Kadim, the Tomit, Koshet Avakadam, and Yuchadovish, nobody better been a bime, even though we said before that Pesach should be delayed afterwards, like Ti Pasal Bahi, Lamisabahi, it doesn't become Pasal that way, it's only the Chatchila. Gemara. Said Gemara, Torah Rabbi learned. Ketzad. What do you mean, Shaloi La'achlav? What's an example of Shaloi La'achlav? L'chayit, it can't be the same thing as Shaloi La'nuya, people who were nominated on it. So what means Shaloi La'achlav, not as suitable to eat from it? L'shum chayle. For example, the guy is sick, L'shum zuk, and the guy is old. Ketzad, Shaloi La'nuya. What does it mean, Shaloi La'nuya, if they weren't nominated? Nimnu olav chaburazu. A number of people nominated themselves on your carbon. V'shachdu l'shem chabur acheres. But you shechted it and you had in mind a different group altogether. Says the Gemara Minan, how do you know that nominating is so important? Which other carbon do you have this thing about nominating? Says the Gemara, turn the button, we actually learned based on the Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk, it says by regarding the carbon Pesach, b'michsas, when you count. Michsas, melamed, she'ein ha-pesach, nishchet el lemnu, you have to count, you have to nominate the people who will be associated with the carbon Pesach. Then it says again, l'fi ochle yotachoysu ala pesach, ala seh. So we can learn like this. Yochle, I would have thought, shachtu shalai lemnu, you have your great one mitzah, I would have thought, okay, you did the wrong thing. But b'koshes, little b'kosher. By kachim, we know that you have to repeat twice before we say that even b'di'evit. The Tater says twice, emphasizes, says, and then says, t'chaisu. Twice it says to count, to tell you that that's the only way that it can work. Rashi, counting the erech, the valuation. Rebbe says, Loshen Sursiu, it's an Aramaic, somebody says to his friend, you know the origin of the word techoisu is not counting, but kois. Kois means to cut. Koisli tetlazeh. Somebody says, techoisu, cut it for me. So therefore, we know from here that why? That you have to be included in the cutting. Rashi, Sursi, Arami, Chachmium is currently linga shurai. The Goyim call this language Shurai, whatever it is. But Sursi is a dialect. Syriac. Sorry?
Syriac.
It's a dialect of Aramaic. Koish choy checht. The memory of the Bishah Shchita totally is kavan limnuya. Clearly for me that during the Shchita you already have to have me in mind. Says Gemara Vayta. Ashkha. Okay, all we know from me is limnuya that has to be nominated. Shloi la'ochel. How do you know the people have to be suitable to eat? Yeah, as long as they were nominated, how do you know that they have to be able to each person there nominated has to be able to eat a kazayis? Amakro, it says the pasuk, ish lefi achle tochaisu. You count them ish lefi achle. Clearly, they have to be able to eat. Iskish oichlem nuyim. So we compare the eaters to the nominated ones. Rashi lefi achle harol lechoti prat lechayle lezaken and adol as well. When adol cannot eat, afile heimenuyim. Even though the nominated doesn't help us. What happens? Shachtu lemoilin. You shechted it for people who are suitable and gemalid. But amenas, you had in mind she is chaprubay. That when you spray the blood or pour the blood, arelim bezika. You had in mind that the arelim should be included in zika. Zika is always called kapara because that's what zika does. Even though it's a Pesach, not really kapara. You did the shechita. Remember, we learned before that all the activities have to happen during shechita because that's the main thing enables you to eat it. But what happens during the shechita? You had in mind that the zika should be wrong. If you had in mind during the zika should be wrong. We'll soon see whether that matters. But right now, we're saying during the shechita, you had in mind that the zika should be for people who are not associated, arelim, are not capable of eating from this animal. What happens then? Rashi, shachatu lahachila lemoilim menuin. You had in mind to shecht it from the moilin. Abul yischaper by bezikasa. When you spray it, you had in mind that it should be nischaper arelim. Oy menuin, oy menuin. It doesn't matter whether they were counted or not counted, but you had in mind only arelim. What happens then? Rav Chizda om apostle. Rav Chizda says, surely is apostle. And Rabba says, we don't care. Kosher. We don't care what happened by Zika. Rav Chizda om apostle. Why? This is how we understand the Machlis Rabba Chizda. Now we'll see later that maybe it's a different understanding altogether. Rav Chizda om apostle, because Yesh Machsheves Areilim Zika. He says that it's possible because you can think about Areilim not only by the Shechita stage, but also by the Zika stage. And Rabba Oma Kosher, Rabba says Kosher, why? Because Ein Machsheves Areilim Zika. Rabba says Kosher because we don't have Machsheves of Areilim when it comes to spring. Rashi, Ein Machsheves Areilim Zika. What do you mean there's no Machsheves of Areilim when it comes to the spring? Loi Mahani Livso. Just because you thought about Areilim in spring doesn't matter. Because we don't care. We focus only on the Shchita. The time of Mefarej the Kameh, which we'll play later on.
The Kohen is pouring the blood,
and
the Balabatim
is
standing while watching the
Kohen
doing the blood.
The Balabatim. And Rashi is compared to Kameh. I said Rashi before already explained because since by Pesach everything to do with the Achilah is only Shchita. Any other activity doesn't matter. The Gemara will give another reason. So Gemara, Vayte, Rabba. Omar, Rabba, said, Rabba, Namila, how do I know that they only shechita stage? It matters. We don't care what happens if you think about the Zrika, the Tanya, will end the Braisa. And based on the following Braisa, it seems quite clear that we don't care what happens by Zrika. It's always kosher. Why? Yochol, this is what the Braisa says. Yochol, I would have thought, Yivsel b'nei chabura haboinimai. I would have thought, let's say if you had a mind, Moilin, and you had a mind, non-Gemalta. You had a mind, Gemalta, and non-Gemalta. And non-Gemalta, not bad people. People who wanted to circumcise, but they can't because their brothers were sick or died from an onion. So you can't, halacha, they can't mala. The question is, since they both partnered together in one group, how do I know that even the Moilin are Yaitse? Maybe now, maybe this asses everybody. Yochai would have thought, Yivslu b'nei chabur ha-boinim, I should ruin the whole group. And v'dinu, it makes sense. Why does it make sense? Hayil va'orla paisla v'tumah paisla. We find a psul by a carbon if you have in mind somebody's tummy. We find a psul by a carbon if somebody is orla. So let's compare the two. Ma tumah, just like by tumah. Loi osubo mixes tumah kechol tumah. Just like by tumah. If some of the people who are included with the carbon were tummy and some were not tummy, definitely the carbon is kosher. How do we know that? We'll see later. Just like by tumah, if a few people are tummy, if a few people are tired, then the carbon is kosher. And why are we so poshut with that? We'll see later. And the same thing by Earl as well. If a few people are moilin, a few people are adelin, doesn't matter, it's all kosher. That's one perspective. Maybe we should compare it to another way. We know that if you're thinking of Arla. It passes all the people there that were included in the carbon is a psul. Uzman paisel. If you have the wrong time in Yishecht and you had a mind, you can eat it the wrong time. It also passes. Mazma, when it comes to the wrong time, doesn't matter how much of the animal you can eat at the wrong time. If you had a mind, you can eat only one kezais in the wrong time. It renders the entire animal puzzle. So if you had a mind that one of the kezaisim of this animal should be eaten by somebody is not appropriate, is not suitable to eat, should also passel it. Maybe we should learn from Zman. Mazman, Osaba mixes man kecholzman. If you only had a mind a little bit, it passes the whole thing. Maybe if you're also. How do we know to compare it to Tmein and say that if someone told me and someone not told me to question about Elim, maybe we should compare it to Zman, Rashi. Rashi, the fourth line at the top. Yachal, Yivsel, Arl, Arlum. Sorry, Benamil Rashi before that. Bereishit the Brayis, the beginning of Brayis starts off with the pasuk v'chol oru lo yechol bay. It says the pasuk v'chol oru lo yechol bay. So the pasuk starts off. Benechabur abay nimay sheim nimnu alav moilin v'arul shemesa echid brothers died machmas mila v'shachad l'shem kulam. If you had them all in mind, yachli maybe it renders the animal not kosher. Hoyil v'tumah peiselus im shachtu. If you shechted the animal l'tmeyin debeinin haro loichli, you shechted the animal for people who are tummy. You need people who are suitable to eat. Kedachsiv ish lefiach leitachaisu tishchetu yishchech l'tana kama delesi lashon sersi basreik si v'shachetu oisei. And even tana kama who doesn't dash an Aramaic, which is tachaisu is tachas oisei, you should shechted or kais oisei or kais li that you shechted for me. Still afterwards said the finish of positive shachetu oisei. So clearly when you shechted, it all to do with the shechting. It has to be tied in to people who can eat. So not the svara we gave before. Pasha from the pasuk. The arla paisela is mahay time and ami derol achil bini derol achila. Ma tumah lo yosu ba mixes tumah kigayin le tumayim le taydim kechol tumah. It's still good. Kilo nishrekulah tumayim. We don't say as if all shogun le tumayim or the kama parik. More later on, ask maish not tumah. Why is it when it comes to tumah the pshitale? We're so convinced. We know for a fact that some the tumah, some the tarts, all right. Well, maish not arla the misafkin. Why put me arla? We have a suffix. This man paisel shachter menas lechelim mena. If you shachter on the menas to eat from it, kezayis chutz man. Only one kezayis outside of the right time. Nasikule pigel overcomes pigel. Behind the mixes man shlechishu vela kezayis mena. All you thought about was one kezayis. Receive im yachol yachol v'tanya b'tesh ganim. Bezvachim that kayv azucha ben yelush might hear b'mechasher lechel mezivcha b'yem ashlishi yakos medaber. If you had a mind to eat in the third day, and I don't care if the pile you didn't, just having it in mind ruins the carbon. Uchsiv ha'achil yachil, and we know that achil kizayis. We already know before. Every time it says achil, it's only kizayis. Let's go back. So which one should we compare it to? Should we compare Orla to Tmeim or Orla to Zman? Nida, this is a Braisa saying. Nida, let's see. Let me daima. Who should we compare it to? Do we say Donin Dover She'enu Noi B'chol Azvachim? Let's follow something that we don't find in any other carbon. For example, the din of Medover She'enu B'chol Azvachim, the din of Orl and the din of Tame is unique by carbon Pesach. All other carbonas, you can be in Orl and you can be Tame, and you can still send your carbonas to be Kishachten, and at night when you're a row, you'll need from it. You can mali itself that afternoon after you brought the carbon, eat from it. Carbon pay is the only exception. If you're an oral b'shas maisa, you cannot be included in the shchita. If we don't look at what happens at night, it doesn't matter. B'shas shchita, you have to be rolled. Same thing with tmein. So this is a din that's unique by Karn Pesach, so they both have something in common. Va'al yechir, don't introduce over here as man, the din of pigul, shenoi b'chal azvachim. That's unique, that's not unique, that's an all kabbanis. So therefore, if we have to compare Arul, what should we compare it to? Something by Pesach, what else shares the same din by Pesach? Just tell me. That's one way of looking at it. The other way of looking at it is, oi kalach l'derudzu, maybe go the other way. Donin dava, we should learn something, shlehutim mikolala, we should learn something, for example, Arla, which Arla is never mutter. Arla, if you close man, you didn't mal yourself, you never can participate in the current Pesach. Mid dava, shlehutim mikolala, anything is man. If you had the wrong time in mind, you can never be mutter. And don't bring in tumah, which is unique. Why? Well, tachir tumah should be kolala. Sometimes, if everybody is tummy, or we'll see later, the majority of the eating are tummy, you're allowed to eat it. Hutu b'tzibur. So there's a different law altogether. So the question is, which one should we learn from? Rashi. Orla v'tumah einyan ahegiz b'shaz vachem. Orla tumah doesn't follow by any other carbon. It's parallel to the Gemara we just finished. Kepesa shekhein. Orla v'tumah mishalchi carbon is saying they are permitted to send their carbon. Delay ma'akub b'achil b'aylim. It doesn't hold back. The remember, even though we said with Rashi before, that's a mitzvah for the b'aylim to eat, but if they don't eat, it doesn't deny them the carbon. Mashenkim kainim need to eat, as we learned before, to have the kapar. No carbon can be eaten by an oral. And yet the oral cannot participate from it. Certainly any other carbon in the oral cannot eat from it. No carbon you permitted to eat outside the time. You can eat it. It's at the moida, even betuma. That what? You can eat it. So which one should we compare it to? To Tumah Tizman. Says the Gemara, back to the Braise, Tamulayme, therefore, look closely in the Pasuk, it says, Zoyiz Chukas HaPesach. These are the laws of Pesach. What do you mean this? Limiting it. What do you mean? For the Gemara, my Zoyiz, how are you learning from Zoyiz? Elam, if you want to tell me that what? This is what you learn at. The Kurla Arla Pasla. To tell you what, only, it says the Pasik, by Kol Ben Necher or Kol Arla, you shouldn't eat. The Kurla Arla, if everybody's an Arla, then Pasla, the animal, there's no good. But Miktsasa, like Pasla, but if some of them are at Elam, some of them are not at Mailim, it's all right. I need the Pasik as I said that. From the very beginning of the whole Gemara, Haim, we call Arla Nafka. We learn that from the very Pasik, which says, Kol Arla La Yechel. That says where it says the Pasik, Kol Arla, only if everybody's not you shouldn't participate. So what do I need the positive Zeis? Ella lav hachidah. This is what the bride's trying to say. Tamalayim v'chol arul by the shchitiv. All of them are elim kula arel psula. Miktsasa lepasla. If only some of them are elim and some of them are moilim, it's kasha. This is the bride's continuing. V'chitema, you're going to say who adin lezrika. Okay, just like by shchita, if some and some are kosher, maybe zrika as well. If some and some are kosher, but if all of them, if you had a mind during shchita for the zrika, all of them to be at elim, it's possible. It doesn't matter what you had in mind shchita for shchita, but if during the shchita you had a mind also that the zrika that it should all be at elim, then it's possible. The kula arla mi apasla is also possible. Tamalay mazoi limiting that this psul of having in mind at elim all at elim is only a psul by shchita, but by zrika I can have in mind all at elim. And still kosher because ein machsheves areilim bezrika. Zoyiz b'shchitu the kula arla miyepsula. But zrika by zrika, I feel the kula arla namel pasla. Doesn't pasul. I v'chitem can ask me my kula zrika. Why is it when it comes to shchita if all areilim is no good? And why is it if it comes to zrika during the shchita you had a mind of zrika and you had a mind you're spraying the blood for only areilim and it's kosher? Why should it be kosher? Why is zrika more kal than shchita? You know why? Because the ein machsheves oichlim bezrika. Since this main purpose of this karma is Achila takes place mainly during the Shechita stage, not the Zrika stage. The Zrika stage is the Kapara stage. That's the Rabba's version. That's why Rabba says on top of the page that if during the Shechita he had a mind of Zrika, it doesn't matter. However, Rab Chizda says, Ad Rabbi, he learns the same way but just opposite. that what this kula that by zrika, this kula by shchita, if part were areilim, part were meilim, we say that it's a kosher. It is only limited to shchita, but by zrika, even part is also possible. Not only kula areilim, but even part is possible. Punkt verkehrt. Zrika is more chomer than shchita. Adrabe, lidigis, I learned just all the way around. The same like you, but all the way around. Talmud leimer the pasiv v'chol arul. This din of v'chol arul, which means if they're all areilim, it's possible. Is only limited to shchita. Kula arul psula is bound by shchita. Miktsasa. Apostle, Abel Zrika, Afilu Miktas, not apostle. Zrika is much more strict than even a little bit of apostle. I have a chitame, you can tell me who Adin Zrika, why should Zrika be more strict? Let's compare Zrika to Shchita. Why should we change it? The Ad, the Ika Kula Arayaloi apostle. Let's say Zrika should have the same thing as Shchita, that Kozman, they're not all Arayalim. You have mixes that should be kosher. Maybe Zrika also should only be apostle if they're all Arayalim. Tamalem Mazais. Shchita the Miktas apostle. Only by Shchita we have this Kula, the leniency that if some people are all right, then it's all right. Abel Zrika, Afilu Miktas apostle. Now you're going to ask me, or my chumra the zrika? According to me, zrika is much stricter than shchita. Shchita, the only time it's possible is the roll at elim. Zrika, the possible even mixes. Why? The zrika la mikva pigul of zrika. Generally, pigul also all the other dinim apply mainly to zrika because kapara is by zrika. That's the main activity. So over here also zrika is generally strict in the shchita. So over here no different. Okay, so that's Abchizna and Rab both learn the same pshat in the Braise, but come to contrary conclusions. But both of them basically are learning that Zrika is different than Shchita. Question is, how is it different? Is it more lenient or is it stricter? Is it lenient, therefore there's no psul of Machshevas Areilim Arol by Zrika? Or Faket, that even this one Arol ruins the whole carbon if you had that in mind by Zrika? Maskil Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi asks a question. How do you know the high v'chol arul kula mashma? So you start with the premise when the pasuk says v'chol arul, it means all of them have to be areilim. So we know from there that if everyone is an arul, it is possible by shchita. But if some areilim and some are gemalot, it doesn't possible. That's how you teach v'chol. In many other gemaras, we always teach v'chol koldu as long as some of it. Why suddenly he decided to teach all of it? Pretty gemara dilma high v'chol arul mashma koldu arla. Maybe when it says kol arul, doesn't mean all of them are alien. It means if some of them are alien, if any one of them are alien, kol duhu. If any one of them are alien, it passes the ray of the shchita. If you have one arul and nine, it's still no good. Maybe that's pshat in the pasuk. Kosev rachman zayis, and that's why you need zayis. Nothing to do with the zrika. Zayis is still talking about shchita to tell you no. The ad zayis only this. What do you mean only this? The ad the ika kol arul loy pasla and loyishna b'shchita loyishna b'zrika. Maybe shchita zrika have the same din. Who told you there's a difference between two because you had the word Zeis? You decide what Kol Arul means all that Eilim. And if a Zeis is superfluous, you decide Zeis is coming to limit the Shchita because Zeke has a different din. Who told you? Maybe Kol Arul will come to tell you Kol Du Arul, and Zeis is coming to change that around, that in Shchita itself, no, you need all of them to be at Eilim before it's possible. But some, it's kosher. And the same thing, why should Zeke be different? Who are din? Zeke and Shchita are exactly the same din. If all of them are at Eilim by Zeke, they're possible, and some is kosher. Same thing.
Why isn't there a concept of Zeke here?
Because if that's what the pasuk is trying to tell you, then that's a din. Zeis. Chukas HaPesach. We have by Makkas as well. You know, we kill somebody with Machlech Shim Rachamim. If Kol Duhu, you know, if nine people hit somebody and then the tenth person finally killed them. You know, they're all put to the chayiv. Because Kol Duhu, every person added something. Rashi, Maskel Ravashi, four lines at the bottom. Bein L'Rabban Chizda, Memai, how do you know the Haibah Chol Arlo? Adika Kul Arlo. Mashba. The Maisi Zeis, and then you bring Zeis Lemut, Zika, and then you use Zeis only for Zika. Lamar, Lechum, Lamar, Lechum, Lechum, one guy is Machum, Mekel, Vetam, Lechum, Zeis, Diktani, you decided that the word Zeis is coming to teach about another matter. Who told you? Dilma Zeis Diktani Tana Milsei Koy, on the very din that we're referring to. We're discussing Shchita. Maybe Zeis is coming to teach about Shchita. From there, the word Zeis we learn now. That how do you know that if there's a couple of Gemalot or some not Gemalot, how do you know that it's kosher? From the word Zeis. The word Kolal can mean even one or two. No person. Tam lema zeis. Depends. Don't know. But the fact that it says kol and we use in other places kol to mean kol do, maybe that's what it means here also. Maybe that's what zeis. You're coming up with a big chiddush to make a distinction between zrika and shchita. The person I'm discussing zrika. So because you have no breda, so I'm giving you a breda. Rashi Tam Lema Zayis Avoda Shleima being a complete Avoda by Reilus. Loilam Loish No Shchita Loish No Zikah. Show the same thing. Says Gemara Baite Ela Ravashi. So if Ravashi is right, Ravashi says, you know what? I think that you misunderstood the Machlekes Rabbah Rav Chizda. El Rav Ashi, Rav Chizda and Rabbah, you know what they're arguing? Ba'ai Krog Gimifkli. This that they're arguing about whether you had a mind during Shchita Zrika, whether it's Osir or not Osir, I'll tell you what their Machlekes is. It says in the Pasuk that you put your hand oil and need it to lie and it should be peace to you, Lechaprov, to atone you. So we dash in. All love, V'loi Al Chaveiroi. When can you passel a carbon if you have in mind somebody? You have to have in mind the right person, not have in mind the wrong person. But that wrong person that you have in mind has to be able to have in mind. You could have had the other person in mind. He's another yid who's chayiv mitzvah and so on and so forth. You could have had him in mind. But if you have him in mind when he's not shy to carbon, you ruin the carbon. So when is it lechapet olav? You have to have in mind the person that you're going to make the kapara for. But it has to be a person that the person, if you had the wrong person in mind, had to be shaykh to kapara. But he's the wrong person, then you ruin it. This person that you have to have in mind that ruins the carbon has to be dumi, it has to be just like you. Mahu ba kapara, just like you have to be shy to kapara, av chaveira de ba kapara. So too, the person that you have in mind that maybe can ruin the carbon also has to be shy to this kapara, but he's not shy, so therefore you ruined him. La fuke, what does it come to negate? High oral. If you had in mind someone gemalot, so you have some good people in mind, and you also had in mind someone not gemalot, oral. If the oral, since he's not shy to carbon pace, okay, the Torah says an oral shouldn't be involved. Lav ba kaparu, he's not shy to the carbon. If he's not shy to carbon, how can the guy pass the carbon? Therefore, if you have a mind only at Elim, so you didn't have anybody good in mind, of course it's no good. But if you have a mind some good and some bad, the bad people in at Elim cannot ruin the carbon for you. Mixes means it cannot ruin the carbon. Rashi. When we say that we're talking about those who are not nominated. What's the problem here? The problem is he had in mind people that were not nominated. We're talking now about an alien that you did not include in your carbon. Had you included them in the carbon that Rashi holds, other Rashi argue, Rashi holds that I'm arguing, if you had included them in your carbon, it would ruin the carbon. We're talking about when we say mixes by Zrika here, when we say that you had in mind that alien by Zrika doesn't ruin the carbon, these are alien that were not included in your carbon. Therefore, if you were included them and you shechted to lemaylim sheinami menuyin lizik damer lemnuyev arelim, if you would have had a mind during the shechita to spray the blood for the arelim that were included in the carbon when you shechted it levadon havikula zrikal arelim menuyev, and you had a mind only the arelim, not mixes, but you had a mind only the arelim, but not stam strange arelim that were included in the shechita, then possible. Itaka would have ruined the animal. We're talking here about Arelim She'enim Menuim. We're talking about other people that have no link to this carbon. So what's the psul? Why should it even be possible? The psul is you have the wrong people in mind. And so the problem here, we said before, one of the psulim is if you have in mind the wrong Menuim. But those wrong Menuim who want to pass the carbon have to be able to be shy to the carbon. And since they're Arelim, they're not able to be shy to the carbon, they don't count. What activity of a carbon does kapara? The zrika. Hainu zrika. All love. You have to have the right person in mind. V'loy ala zayit l'shev chaveri. So therefore the Gemara is invited. So Rabba says, since Arayim are not chayich, they're not chayich. However, one of the Chizda says, hai oral nami. This oral is chayich. You know why he's chayich? He has a potential. All the oral has to do is to mal himself. And as soon as he malas himself, he's chayich the carbon. So already now, hoyel, since if he wanted to, he could have, he's already chayich.
Respectfully, I mean, but
yeah, that's hoyel. That's what hoyel is.
But now he's calm.
Doesn't matter. Hoyel, just like on Yom Tov, you're allowed to cook. On Yom Tov afternoon, you know, you finished eating. Hoyel, chazil oichim. Or mikle oichim, oichim will come. Chazilu. That's enough. That's called hoyel. Rav Chizda says, the same thing here. Hoyel, if he wanted to, he mal himself right now and he'd be chayich, that's good enough. So he's chayich. Rashi always gives example.
That's right.
He still can. That's halacha holding him back. But mitzias, he can. Hi, oral nami. Kivan the bar chiyuvu bar kaparu. Why? Hoyel. Since the ibai misakin nafshe, he can misak himself. The obvious question is: we learned in the Gemara of Mevav just the opposite. They say machlekes of hoyel. The Rabbi is the one who said hoyel guests can come, and Rav Chizda didn't agree with hoyel. And here, what Rav Ashi is learning is Rav Chizda is the one who believes in hoyel, and Rabbi doesn't. Tomorrow we'll see how that works out.